Political history in Louisiana over the weekend, the election of the first female governor of that state, Kathleen Babineau Blanco, a Cajun mother of six from Lafayette Parish. She defeated Bobby Jindal, the smart young whiz kid Republican. Joining us now is Jim Bradshaw, a senior writer at the Lafayette newspaper, The Daily Advertiser. Nice of you to join us.
Hi.
I understand you know the new governor pretty well. She's been in public office there in Louisiana for, what, 30 years?
Well, she's been in public office for about 20. I've known her for about 30 or more. I started out as a sports writer when her husband was a coach. we have a history.
Well, for a national audience, introduce us to her.
Well, she's quite a lady, actually. You know, everybody's remarking about how she's the first woman governor, but she's been a pioneer in that ever since her first race. She was the first woman to be elected to the state legislature from Lafayette Parish. Then she went on and she served in the state legislature for about 5 years. Then she went on to serve in the Public Service Commission, which is the commission that regulates utilities, and she was the first woman elected there and also the first woman chairman. And then she became lieutenant governor and served 8 years as lieutenant governor. So she's in each of those races, it was kind of like, well, how are we going to elect this Cajun grandmother? She always wins. You know? I don't know. It must be in the Boudin or something down here.
Yeah, could be. It was going to be news whichever way it went. Her rival is the first Indian American to who would have been elected governor.
Right. That was kind of the topic of bar jokes down here. You know, an Indian American and a Cajun grandmother walk into a bar. You know. And the bartender says, "What is this? A joke?" You know? But actually, both of them have very good, records in public office, and they're politically they're not that far apart. They're both pretty moderate to conservative. And I think Bobby was just a little bit too young for some of the voters. Mm-hmm. He's only 32 years old. He's gonna be around. He's got a bright future.
Now, what does it say about the state of Louisiana? And, well, you know, politics there has been a pretty colorful pastime for many, many years now. That these two very unique individuals were up for election for governor.
That's what we're trying to figure out. You know? Richard Ivey, who is the attorney general, ran probably as classic a Democratic race in the first primary as you're ever going to find. He got the money early. He got the courthouse crowds locked up and so forth. And he, you know, it says something that those old line politics are not going are changing. I think that has to do with the modern media and the ways of campaigning are gone. We don't campaign from the back of the flatbed truck anymore. It's all media and so forth. And mm-hmm. So that's probably as much of it as anything.
What does it say? Is it significant that a Cajun has been elected?
It is to us Cajuns. It says something about the change in politics in Louisiana. For many, many years, you could not elect a governor from South Louisiana. They just didn't have the voting base. And, of course, Edwin Edwards, who is currently residing in federal prison, was the first guy to be elected, but we maybe don't need to go there. There's a great difference between Kathleen Babineau Blanco and Edwin Edwards. But North Louisiana is traditionally Protestant, conservative, and they often had times voting for a French-speaking Catholic in South Louisiana. But this time, it looks like they did. Looking at the analysis, rural Louisiana came out for Kathleen, which is kind of surprising.
So is she going to have as much fun fitting into Baton Rouge as Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to have fitting into Sacramento, do you think?
Lots more. They don't know how to cook in California.
Jim?
I'm sorry.
Jim Bradshaw, just wanted to thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
All right, anytime.
Okay, Jim Bradshaw is a senior writer at the Daily Advertiser in Lafayette, Louisiana. In Washington, where they don't know how to cook either, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.